Let me be quite clear. The intent of this measure is to require states to, is in order to allow a budget to be drawn up and an assessment to be made of the contributions, if in theory you can attend a meeting because you are a party to the convention, or you are a party to a particular meeting of a protocol to which a meeting is taking place, you will be considered in the assessment. It is not possible to predict. It provides no predictability about the nature of the income if we have to wait to determine whether a high contracting party has turned up to a meeting. I appreciate that for states who are not high contracting parties, and there is no expectation that they would turn up to a meeting, we cannot ask them to pay in advance for a meeting they may or may not attend, which is why we've divided out, we've separated that out, and they will pay retrospectively. But the understanding is that high contracting parties will pay a share of the cost of the share of the meetings, whether or not they attend that meeting. Can I just clarify, Venezuela, if you are happy with my explanation on the shall be obliged, shall versus the obliged?